Hello to my wonderful followers. I hope you are all well. I thought I would do something a little bit different and do the Tumblr accent challenge. So, if you want to know a little bit more about me, here we go. So, question number one. What is your username? My username is Scottish Fireball. If you would like to hear the origin story, it's in my AMA. Question number two. Where are you from? I am from Scotland. I was raised in the west of Scotland. Question number three. Pronounce the following words. Ant, roof, root, theater, iron, salmon, caramel, fire, water, New Orleans, pecan, both, again, probably, Alabama, lawyer, coupon, mayonnaise, pajamas, cot, naturally, aluminium, gif, tumbler, cracker jack, doorknob, envelope, GPOY? I don't actually know that word. Those are the words. But with some of these words, I would pronounce them differently if I was just talking to a friend or someone that I know who's also from Scotland. I always try to speak properly on GWA. I normally talk very fast and I drop a lot of letters from words. So for example, I wouldn't say ant, I would just say ant. Or I wouldn't say water, I'd just say water. With words like theatre and both, I didn't really pronounce them TH, I would pronounce it an F sound. I guess just out of laziness. I'm not sure. It's just the way that I speak. Question number four. What is it you call it when you throw toilet paper on a house? That's not really a thing here. I don't know about the rest of the UK, but it's not a thing in Scotland at least. But I guess TPing. That's what people call it on TV and in films, so yeah, TPing. Question number five. What is a bubbly carbonated drink called? In Scotland, we have this sort of national drink. It's called Iron Brew. It is bright orange and pretty delicious. If you ever get the chance to drink it, I would recommend it. But everyone just calls that ginger. And I know a lot of people, and I have said it myself sometimes, just call any type of juice ginger. But I would just normally call it just juice. I wouldn't say like Coke or Iron Brew or Pepsi or Dr. Pepper or whatever, unless I was like in a bar or a cafe or a restaurant and I was ordering it. But yeah, just juice. Question number six. What do you call gym shoes? Just trainers. A few of my friends call them sneakers. I've got friends from like GWA. I've had friends that have spent a lot of time in America and they sort of come back and call them sneakers, but I just call them trainers. Question number seven. What do you call your grandparents? My grandparents, all but one are dead. I had my gran and my granda, and I had my ma and my grandpa. So, yeah. Question number eight. What do you call the wheeled contraption in which you carry your groceries at the supermarket? It's just a trolley or a shopping trolley. Question number nine. What is the thing you change the TV channel with? Okay, so my family's weird. I have never came across anyone else that calls it this, but my immediate family, my parents, my siblings, we call it in our house the bleeper. I have no idea where it came from. I don't know why we call it that. I didn't realize it was an odd thing until, like, people were coming to my own home and I'd be like, oh, pass the bleeper. And they had no idea what I was talking about. But I still call it that. It's still just the bleeper. Question 10. Pick a book and read a passage from it. And so this is a passage from The Silver Eyes by Scott Coffin. He sees me. Charlie dropped to her hands and knees. She was wedged behind a row of arcade games, cramped in the crawl space behind the consoles in the wall. Tangled electrical cords and useless plugs drawn between her. She was cornered. The only way out was past the thing, and she wasn't fast enough to make it. She could see him stalking back and forth, catching flickers of movement through the gaps between the games. There was scarcely enough room to move, but she tried to crawl backwards. Her foot caught on a cord, and she stopped contorting herself to carefully dislodge it. She heard the clash of metal on metal, and the furthest console rocked back against the wall. He hit it again, shattering the display, then attacked the next, crashing against them, almost rhythmically, tearing through the machinery, coming closer. Ooh, spooky. Ah, it's a dumb book, but it's good. Question 11. Do you think you have an accent? Well, I mean, yeah. To people who aren't used to a Scottish accent, I suppose I have an accent. When I'm talking to friends or family, I do not notice an accent at all. If I was speaking to someone from another part of Scotland, I would definitely hear the accent difference. With my friends who are from England or Canada or America, I definitely have an accent to them. But yeah, not really in where I live in Scotland anyway. 13. End audio post by saying any three words that you want. Cats and dogs. Simply because I have my puppy on the bed and I've got my kitty up on my chest of drawers watching me record. Must thinking that I'm completely insane for talking to myself. But thanks for listening, guys. I hope you enjoy. Take care.